Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Pilate Declared Jesus Not Guilty. But the people shouted, "Crucify him." What an incredible story. Jesus was sinless. He never had a sin in his life. Can you imagine? I know I made a lot of sin in my life. I don't know any human being who is not the same like me. We are all considered sinners. And I used to believe that I didn't sin because I didn't really, you know, drink or go partying or whatever. But when I read the Bible, I found out differently, because sin is in our heart. Okay, so this is Luke 23. We're beginning the Bible in January, and we complete it at the end of the year, December 31st. I would love for you to join us in the Bible Book Club. If anybody wants to join the Bible Book Club, all they have to do is send me a request, and I will include them in the daily reading of the Word of God, and also you will get to hear my podcast about my comments about the scriptures that I read for the day. And I would love for you to let me know that you would like to be a part of this reading of the Bible. It's an interactive kind of thing. Anyway, so I'm reading it now. Then Pilate called together the chief priests and the other Jewish leaders. This is, Jesus knew he was going to go to the cross. And they arrested him. And his own disciple, one of them, turned him in. And they paid him 30 shekels of silver for turning Jesus in. And Jesus knew that he was going to do that, right? Okay, along with the people, and announced this verdict. Pilate called all of the chief priests and the Jewish leaders, along with all the people, and announced this verdict. "You brought this man to me, accusing him of leading a revolt against the Roman government. I have examined him thoroughly on this point and found him innocent." And Herod came to the same conclusion. The two leaders in that country, the Jewish leader and the Roman leader, found him not guilty. He said, "Nothing this man has done calls for the death penalty, and I will therefore have him scourged with leaded thongs and release him." But now, with one voice, they all shouted. The leaders, the people, everybody shouted, "Kill him and release Barabbas to us." And Pilate argued with them, for he wanted to release Jesus. But they shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." Once more, for the third time, he demanded, "Why? What crime has he committed? I have found no reason to sentence him to death. I will therefore scourge him and let him go." But they shouted louder and louder for Jesus' death, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate sentenced Jesus to die as they demanded, and he released Barabbas, the man in prison for insurrection and murder, at their request. But he delivered Jesus over to them to do as they would and the crowd led Jesus away to his death. Friends, Jesus died on the cross for a higher purpose than what the world had for him. The world and even his own people wanted him to be a general, a leader in setting them free from being under the Roman rule. But he had a different plan. God had a different plan. And he saw a way to forgive all of human race, anyone who come to him, from the sins that they inherited from Adam and Eve. And we inherit sin when Adam and Eve ate the apple in the Garden of Eden. We inherit that genealogy. Because to the man had babies, and whatever you inherit from your parents, you're going to continue in that lineage, right? Does that make sense? And medical science proves that. Because when you go to the doctor, they ask you, did anybody in your family have diabetes or high blood pressure some kind of whatever illness that they might carry through the genes, including alcoholism, drug addiction, all of that. They pass it on to their children. And sin is the same way. It passed down to the next generation. So even the baby that's born new and is very innocent, as they grow up, they fall into sin. We have all sinned. We're all guilty because we're human and we don't have an excuse for sin. God, every sin will be condemned, but we have a way of escape, and that is through Jesus. Okay. You know we are all guilty. We deserve punishment for our sins. But Jesus never sinned, lied, or hurt anyone, and he chose to die on the cross for all of us. He didn't have to do it. He chose, that was his choice. In Romans 3:23-25, it says, yes, for all have sinned. Everyone has fallen short of God's glorious ideal. And yet now, God declares us not guilty of offending him if we put our trust in Jesus Christ, who in his kindness freely takes away our sins. For God sent Jesus Christ to take the punishment for our sins and to end all God's anger against us. You know, God has an anger against the human race because they always turn their back on him. One minute they would say they would serve him, and the next minute they would be doing all kinds of devilish things. So he knows our race. He knows who we are. So he had to make a different plan, and his plan was to send Jesus. He used Christ's blood and our faith as a means of saving us from his wrath. In this way, he was being entirely fair, even though he did not punish those who sinned in the former times, for he was looking forward to the time when Christ would come and take away our sins. Friends, do you know this Jesus? I would love for you to know him. He's the best friend you can ever have. He sticks closer to you than a brother. He forgives all our sins. He paid the price for your sins. He died for your sins. If you were the only person in the world, he would have done the same for you. If you want this Jesus, can you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I know that you are the Christ. I know that you are my Savior. I accept you as my Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Lord, yes, make me into a new creature. Change my heart, change my mind, change my life. And Lord, give me a new purpose, Father God, your purpose. Let me walk in your purpose. And I give you all the glory. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for being my Lord and Master. Help me to walk in your ways. And Lord, if I forget, if I have hurt anybody, I ask you to forgive me, and I ask you to help me to forgive others. I forgive those who hurt me as well. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you said this prayer and you really meant it from your heart, can you let me know? I would love to help you grow in God however I can. And I have a testimony of the night I was on Facebook and this young man was asking everybody, I love God, but I don't know what I need to do. And many people were giving him all kinds of different advice. And I finally sent him a note. I said, listen, this is what you have to do. You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you have to serve him all the days of your life. And you will get an entry into heaven. And you will be his son and he will be your father. And he was so happy he wrote back to me. And he said, thank you, that's what I'm going to do. A lot of people want to know, how do I get saved? Or how do I get to know God? And we never go that extra mile and tell them exactly what they need to do. And that's what we need to do. Everybody has that responsibility. Amen.